The theme of this continuing education series is the integration of clinical research into oncology practice, and I met with two key leaders in the field for an update on some of the critical ongoing trials in breast cancer. Dr. Charles Geyer is Director of Medical Affairs for the National Surgical Adjuvant Breast and Bowel Project, or NSABP, and Dr. John Mackey is Executive Director of the Cancer International Research Group, or CIRG. To begin, Dr. Geyer commented on a critical NSABP study, Trial B42, which is attempting to determine if extending therapy with aromatase inhibitors beyond 5 years provides additional treatment benefit in postmenopausal women. Dr. Geyer began by commenting on a previous Canadian study, MA17, which utilized an aromatase inhibitor in postmenopausal women who had previously received 5 years of tamoxifen, and how the positive results of this study led to the B42 trial.
B42 is a study that is continuing to address the evolving question about duration of hormonal therapy for hormone receptor-positive breast cancer. MA17 was a very important study because it showed that treating beyond 5 years up to that time had kind of been the maximum time for hormonal therapy by changing to an aromatase inhibitor clearly provided benefit. And there's been recognized data for a long time that a substantial number of women who have recurrence of ER-positive breast cancer do it after the first 5 years. And so we need to optimize our long-term therapy for these women. We know from several studies that starting out with an aromatase inhibitor in postmenopausal women produces better outcomes than starting out with tamoxifen, and there are many physicians who routinely employ that as their first choice, but those studies basically looked at 5 years of therapy. So at the present time, the only information we have with an aromatase inhibitor is 5 years. So this is a study that basically is recruiting women who have had predominantly aromatase-based inhibitor therapy in the first 5 years, who fortunately are free of cancer, and randomize them to either stop therapy in the form of a placebo or to continue with an aromatase inhibitor. And in our trial, it's letrozole.
And John, you know, there's been a lot more sensitivity now over the last few years about this issue that Chuck just mentioned about delayed relapse after 5 years. It's really been eye-opening in terms of how common that is, specifically in patients with ER-positive tumors. Can you talk a little bit about what we know about that and how often it happens?
Well, sure. Well, we know that women, approximately 60% of younger women and perhaps even over 70% of women in the postmenopausal age have hormone receptor positive breast cancer. So, you know, for our working purposes, that would mean that they have either estrogen receptors and or the progesterone receptor in the tumors. And for these women, of course, we often give them what we call adjuvant hormonal therapy to prevent relapse. We've learned from long and sad experience that for ER-positive women, it can be 10 and 15 and 20 years after their initial diagnosis, after the surgical resection of the tumor, and long after they've finished their usual short course of adjuvant hormonal therapy. It used to be 5 years of tamoxifen was the standard. And these women can have a relapse. And oftentimes, it's not just a new breast cancer on the other side, but rather a recurrence of their initial breast cancer in some other part of the body. So they develop distant metastases, even years after the fact. It can be fatal at that point.
And what about an ER-negative breast cancer? Do you see the same thing?
Well, with ER-negative breast cancer, we are seeing a bit of a different picture where the initial risk of the breast cancer coming back might peak at around 2 years and then go down quite dramatically to a sort of a baseline risk that might be around 1% per year. What we see with ER-positive breast cancer is that the initial peak in relapse, the annual risk of it coming back again is highest around 5 years, and it never drops really down to that level of 1% per year. It's actually probably hovering around 2-2.5% per year over the long term. So basically, it's kind of a situation where if you have ER-positive breast cancer, over the short term, that's good news, but over the long term, you're still not out of the woods even 10 and 15 years down the road.